Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Special Wednesday appearance on your home of the NFL and America's team from Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Broaddus, I'll start off with the same question I asked Jerry Jones 24 hours ago. Would you be hitting the panic button if you were Jerry?
No, I don't do that generally. I try and figure out ways that why are some of the things that you're struggling with, you know, why are those happening? I'm a guy though that, but I always believe every game's must win, because at the end of the day you have to add them up and you say, okay, either you're one game in or you're one game out, and that might be the difference. So I generally don't panic. I generally try and find out why. That's one of the great things. You take this tape away from me, then you might as well just, like, don't call me anymore. Okay, I'll be at the lake and hanging out and doing that. So, but I always try and look for answers, and I don't panic. You know, he is the general manager, but, you know, he needs to ask the tough questions, and I'm sure he is. I was with him for 6 years and some god-awful teams, you know, and he had an idea of some of the problems we had, but he was always willing to ask the question, and I think here he has to ask the tough question. You know, if why are we not doing things well enough on offense? Why are we struggling, you know, consistently throwing the football? Why are we struggling with our protection? Is the decision making of the quarterback a problem? I mean, you know, all these things that they need to be asked. And I guarantee you, you know, he's not going to sit there. He's not happy about this. Trust me, I've been with this guy. He, you know, this is something he might say something to you guys on the radio, but deep down inside, you know, on these staff meetings and stuff.
So he's,
you know,
ticked.
Oh, yeah. He's ticked because he, you know, nobody pours his heart and soul and his pocketbook into something as much as this guy does. And I'm not just saying that because he's my boss, but I've seen, I mean, he will do, you know, did you guys ask him about the time about what check he would write? See, that just shows you. I mean,
it'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing. But he does that every week. You know, that his he sits there and he lives and dies these games. And, you know, for the fan out there to say, oh, Jerry doesn't care, or this and that, and again, I'm not shilling for the man. I'm just saying I've lived with him for 6 years, and I know right now this is absolutely killing him.
What are you saying that's wrong with the offense?
Well, it's a pretty broad question, my
Take
friend.
Take the next hour and a half if you need.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I think that to me, and then I heard you guys talking about some of the things this morning driving in. You know, when you look at talk about the quarterback's indecision of throwing the football, The sacks clearly have been a problem. You know, the wide receivers didn't get open as well as they did in the previous two games last week. You know, even when things work perfectly, I mean, they get protection. Prescott stands in the middle of the pocket. He delivers a strike. What happens? It clangs off a receiver's hands and ends up in Earl Thomas's hands. You know, so this is a team that just cannot overcome any type of mistakes. I mean, look at the other day. They get a punt return that gets him out to the 42-yard line, and Byron Jones has a holding penalty on the other side of the field that doesn't even have anything to do with the play. But they lose 33 yards of field position, and now back in their own 9-yard line. They get an illegal motion penalty from Rico Gathers, and now they're moved back even further. So there's just so many things that happen to this team during a game. The play to Zeke, I broke it down on DallasCowboys.com. It's not so much Zeke running out of bounds as it really was a great play by Earl Thomas to keep distance between himself and Zeke to force Zeke to have to go wide. But if you watch the design of the play, the way I broke it down, they bring Beasley in motion across the formation. They run him on basically a hook 3 yards beyond the sticks, and Prescott's looking right at him, and then he pulls the ball down, and now he starts to his right. And, you know, and he had a decent enough time to make the throw. So just – It never stops, but yeah. That's really what's this. You know, you could say Linehan is doing a horse, you know what, job right now. And you could say, oh, well, the offensive line is doing this and this. But it's really it's just so many things happen to this team that they just can't overcome them offensively.
Brian brought us buyersafety.com hotline on 105.3 The Fan. I don't have hope from a personnel or coaching standpoint,
sure,
or quarterback standpoint,
sure,
that, you know, it can get that much better.
Right.
Do you think it can?
Oh, it's going to be a struggle. I mean, we shouldn't act like this guy is Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers, but you better find ways to help him along. And we've talked about Dak Friendly, and I don't see Dak Friendly right now. You know, I don't see, but then again, I don't see the quarterback trying to help himself either. You know, you guys right. mentioned about going into sacks and, you know, and not, and I just told you, he didn't hit Beasley on a third and two play. And if you don't block the Mike linebacker on a third and one play, you know, these are things that aren't helping him. They've got to play to this kid's strength. I felt like they played to his strength in week two with the Giants. Now, maybe game plan dictated, okay, you can't do these things against Seattle. You know, we'll see. You know, the thing about getting into the Lions a little bit, the Lions are pretty good on pass defense, though their run defense hasn't been as good. But they've got some big bodies up front, and they could cause some problems if you don't handle the situation well. So, yeah, I just wish that the quarterback would have the opportunity to do the things that he's well at and he could execute. Now, it's on him, too, when they do create stuff for him, and then he doesn't follow through. This team is really good at the start, the middle, and then the finish, though, has been terrible, and a lot of it has to do with the way the quarterback's playing.
So schematically, if you were to change things up, would you just try to, obviously you said get him out moving a little bit.
No, I don't know if it's so much movement. I don't know if it's so much movement, Chop. I just think that you have to do things. You know, they were, Seattle, the other day, Seattle was committed to running the football for 3 yards a carry, because they knew Dallas wasn't going to do anything to them offensively.
Yeah.
You know, they just said, all right, sure, hand the ball off first down, hand the ball off second down. But if we sit there and just hand the ball off like Choppy, like you want to do, like, you know, you talk about this, you know, 1920s offense that they run, you know, then are you helping the quarterback? Is that the best way to help the quarterback? Okay, what's the best way to help the quarterback if he's not reading? What do you do? What do you see? This is your problem.
Yeah.
You want them to run this Kansas City attack or Philadelphia attack, but you got a quarterback that when they do create things for him, he doesn't follow through or finish the play. So, you know, protecting him the best way is to try and run the football. That's the best way to do it. You know, they weren't behind the chains last week. They just didn't make enough plays. This team doesn't make enough big plays. And to me, that's getting the ball to number 10. He's the one cat you got that has some juice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you have to give him jet sweeps all the time, but find the way to get him the ball. Troy Aikman said it the other day. He was breaking down. You know, he says, hey, this guy's more than just a toy player. You know, he's a guy that can make some plays down the field. I try and find the way to get him more involved in what they're doing. And, you know, and maybe even pair it back to the point where you don't need 7 receivers. You need 4. Give me 4 receivers, and let's figure this thing out.
Which group is struggling more between the offensive line and the wideouts?
Line. The offensive line, yeah. See, because what's happening is, you know, and this is the team, this is the unit too, by the way, that's probably had the most turnover. They went from running game Moses, Bill Callahan. Then they went to Frank Pollock, and now they've got a new guy. So they've had 3 different coaches, though. Even though it is an elite group, or you know, as far as Pro Bowls go and All Pro honors and stuff go like that, but they've had their struggles. You know, Lyle Collins, it did him no favors to change coaches, because he was picking things up last year at the, you know, towards the middle of the season on. You know, by the time he was at Oakland, he was blocking Khalil Mack. But now you watch him, you know, it's new technique, new scheme a little bit, you know, new, hey, put your hands here, put your feet here, put your head here. You know, you can say what you want, Chop. I heard you talking about the left side of the line. I agree with you, but you can't pin it all on Connor Williams.
Sure.
You know, Connor Williams, he had really one bad play. You know, where week one, he had 5 bad plays. So I think, you know, he's getting better. You know, Tyron Smith has had his struggles, You know, that's just something. But you don't have your all-pro center playing either.
That's right. Are they missing a lot of assignments?
The Bobby Wagner one was a bad – that was Lyle Collins all the way. I mean, he's got to – they're blocking down. You know, he's got to go down inside. Now, Dak could have pulled that ball and got a first down. Even with all the crap that was happening on the outside, there was confusion with Swaim coming across to block. There was confusion with Hearns where he needed to fit in this situation. But still, Prescott, make a play, pull the ball, dive forward, get the first down. Now we'll figure it out later on. But yeah, I mean, it's you figure on third and one, they're gonna get a first down unless you don't block an all pro middle linebacker. But it's not missed assignments. Sometimes they're just physically getting beat, and I think that's been a big issue.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com, buyersafety.com hotline. So let's get into Detroit. They've been all over the place.
Yeah.
They get destroyed by the Jets.
Yep.
They have a close loss at San Fran, and then they handle the Patriots.
Right.
Rumors they're going to quit on Matt Patricia. He's bringing over the Patriot way.
Sure.
We heard you talk about the secondary. What else is jumping up? It's been Matt Stafford just like carrying that offense, now they got a little bit of balance running game.
Absolutely. Kerryon Johnson, the running back. This is Matt Stafford, his whole career. Now, you talk about a guy that's had to deal with a lot of different coaches and a lot of offensive coordinators and all that, but Patricia kept Jim Bob Cooter as a holdover from the Jim Caldwell administration to be the offensive coordinator. So at least he's had that going for him. Stafford has never had a running game, but he's got one now in Kerryon Johnson. And they're going to use a lot of backs. They're going to use Blunt. They're going to use Johnson. They're going to use Theo Reddick as a pass catcher. So this is one of those things. He's finding ways to get all these running backs involved. You know, we look at the wide receivers with Marvin Jones, Golden Tate. This Kenny Golladay that they got is a big-time player, too. I'm sure people that play fantasy football understand Kenny Golladay. So, yeah, this is an offense that they've spent some draft picks on some offensive linemen. You know, their left tackle is a first-round pick. Their left guard is a first-round pick. You know, they've tried to kind of help him along. But this is where it's going to come down to, I really believe that, is – can you do things to control their offense? You're going to get a bunch of bunch formations. You're going to have to sort some things out. You're going to have to be disciplined. You're going to I don't know how much pressure they can really get on this guy unless there's a mistake on the outside at receiver or they force him to hold the ball with coverage. But the offense is designed to get it out of his hands quickly, so that's something they're going to have to deal with in this game for sure.
Do you think this is a matchup that sets up well for Zeke since Ansa, right? Is Ansa?
Yeah, Ansa has a shoulder problem, and we don't know if he's going to be out or not. He hurt his shoulder in week one against the Jets, and I haven't seen him play in the last two games. So what they've tried to do, though, is kind of they're a team that say they're like a 4-3 team, but they really play as a 3-4 team. You're going to get a lot of really big bodies inside, guys like A'shaun Robinson. You know, KT and Kavanaugh could tell you about A'shaun Robinson, Deshaun Hand, big body guys inside, and this Sylvester Williams. So Dallas is going to have to be ready for a bunch of power inside. Now, and they've got a linebacker in this Jared Davis, who's a first-round player, who could really, really run. And he's a very active guy, number 40. So you got to keep an eye on him. Now, teams have had the ability to run the ball on him a little bit here. You know, San Francisco did a really nice job of running the football. Patriots, not so much. So we'll see which way it plays, though. They could go either way. The secondary, as you said, Sean, they're going to play man coverage, and they're going to force you to have to get open. So these Cowboy receivers are going to have their hands full there as well.
They're not going to pass.
It feels like every team should play man and bring the heat until Dak and the wideouts punish them.
Yeah, well, the whole thing about it is, though, again, they've got to figure out, you know, they've got to sort out what happens up front with the protection. Now, you know, everybody wants to get Zeke involved in the passing game, and then you get him involved in the passing game the other day, and it's like a drop that would have likely been a first down. So, you know, not that he's going to drop every single ball, but they've got to figure out a way to get the ball down the field. And if it means getting the ball down the field with like 11 down the field or with number 10 down the field, they have got to figure out how to get some plays open down there and make some big plays. And that way it'll take them not so much help in the running game, but at least get the offense going a little bit. Hey, I always say it, go back to the college offense, try and play with a little tempo, try and play with a little pace, see how that works out.
Real quick, down the field, is it that Dak can't or that he won't go downfield?
I think he's really apprehensive about throwing the ball down the field, especially inside. And so, you know, we've seen him launch the ball on the outside. They had, you know, he's, I think he's one of three for passes of 31 yards or more. And the one was the touchdown. So, yeah, I think he's capable of doing it. But, my gosh, you got to give him an opportunity to step up in the pocket and make a throw. There's a lot of factors going on here, boys.
Good stuff. Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate you guys.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com. Go read all of his scouting reports on the buyersafety.com hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.